I'm Brady Borrell with KQKI News, on the line with Jimmy Broussard with the St. Mary Parish Office of Emergency Preparedness and Homeland Security. Of course, Jimmy, we've got some freezing temperatures coming. And what are you guys doing on the parish level to prepare?
On a parish level, we met yesterday with some of the mayors, law enforcement, and fire. Went through the weather service briefing that they gave us. After that, we discussed our plans of what we should do to prepare for this event. First of all, is the parish side. We ordered some sand, got some sand in stock to put on the roadways for the parish roads. We contacted DOTD in our region area to make sure that they are ready to assist us in de-icing the roadways and bridges. Should they ice over or anything like that. We also notified everyone in every agency that we have in our email files, like our hurricane listing, gave them a copy of the briefings that were going to be happening and all that. Contacted the local hospitals, gave them information about weather and make sure that they are planning for any type of emergency they may have. They were concerned about getting their employees back and forth to work, the night shifts and all of that, about the roads and the bridges. And we gave them some ideas on what particular roads to take and which ones to avoid, that so they wouldn't have any issues with the icings on the bridges. We don't suspect any icing on the bridges or anything like that from the rain or anything, because there won't be that much rain according to the weather service. And with the strong winds coming in, it should dry up any moisture that's around. And then after tonight, there won't be any rain in the forecast until after the freezing weather is over. We also had Coast Guard involved in the locks, the Bayou Bluff locks, because there's going to be a strong push of winds coming our way tonight and tomorrow with gusts possibly up to 30, 40 miles an hour constant. And that's going to be a long duration with the wind blowing like that. So it's going to blow like the water out from the bays and tributaries and cause a low water event. Like if duck hunters go out there tomorrow, they're going to be sitting on dry land if they don't be careful. And then offshore, gale warnings in effect throughout tomorrow, today and tomorrow. Gale warning weather, the winds up to 40 miles an hour, seas from 3 to 10 to 20 feet, far offshore, 20 miles offshore. It'd be that much inshore, close to the coast. It'd be anywhere from 3 to 5 feet wave heights.
What can you tell residents to do to prepare themselves?
Yes, the main thing about for residents in protecting their homes is, number one, we go through the 3-4 P's: people, pets, plants, and pipes. The plants, you cover them as best you can. Bring them inside to a warmer area out the wind. The pets, naturally bring those indoors because it's going to be freezing weather. You want to bring them in to a warm place. Pipes, there's all kind of ways you can facilitate covering the pipes up, wrap them up with insulation, towels, and everything like that. And turn off the outside water faucets. Undo your water hoses if you have any on that garden hose. Take those off and wrap and cover your faucets. And if you have any exposed areas under your house, try to shield around your house underneath so that the wind and the cold doesn't creep or blow underneath the house as best you can. You can leave a little bit dripping water if you do have exposed areas, but don't put it full blast because that's going to decrease the water pressure all over. layer your clothing as best you can. You know, put a thin layer and another layer, another layer. It's the best thing to do. You can take off, but it's going to be hard to put stuff on if you don't have it around you. Gloves if you go outside, a knit cap if you got one outside. But try to stay indoors as much as you can. Keep all the children inside so they don't get the catch a cold and all of that stuff. Make sure that they're secured in the house and don't slip outside and go play and get wet and catch pneumonia or something. And also the space heaters, plug them directly into your wall sockets. Don't use extension cords. Keep your thermostats. If you have gas, that's good. You can get the wall heaters and all that. But don't use stoves and ovens for heat, especially if they're gas, because they cause carbon monoxide. And you don't want that in your house while you're sleeping, because that can really be dangerous to do that.